This is VOA News, recording by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden said there will be a Western military response if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine. Responding to a reporter's question, Biden said whether or not you're asking whether NATO would cross into Ukraine to confront Russian forces, we'd make that decision at the time. The U.S. president said at the headquarters of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, that Russia should be removed from the group of 20 major economies and that Ukraine would be allowed to attend G20 meetings. Biden also announced more humanitarian assistance for Ukraine.
I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine. Many Ukrainian refugees will wish to stay in Europe, closer to their homes. But we've also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families.
Addressing the summit via remote, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his military needed fighter jets, tanks, and improved air and sea defense systems, as he warned Russia would attack NATO member Poland and other Eastern European countries. A White House statement issued Thursday said between now and the NATO summit in June, we will develop plans for additional forces and capabilities to strengthen NATO's defense. U.S. and British officials on Thursday accused the Russian government, of running a years-long campaign to hack into critical infrastructure, including an American nuclear plant and Saudi oil refinery. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Canada will continue to increase its defense spending, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Thursday as he announced new sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. After the NATO summit in Brussels, Trudeau told reporters that Canada would be increasing pressure by sanctioning 160 members of the Russian Federation Council who facilitated the invasion of Ukraine. A statement from the Canadian government said in the coming days, Canada will also impose new prohibitions on the export of certain goods and technologies to Russia with the aim of undermining the capabilities of the Russian military. The Russian Embassy in Canada tweeted that targeting members of the Federation Council was, quote, a ridiculous gesture and a demonstration of impotence of Western sanctions policies. A U.S. congressman has been found guilty in a federal campaign probe involving a Nigerian billionaire. We get more on the story from Mike Gracia.
U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska was convicted Thursday of lying to federal authorities about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign from a foreign national. A federal jury in Los Angeles delivered the verdict after about 2 hours of deliberation. Fortenberry, a 9-term Republican, was found guilty of 1 count of falsifying and concealing material facts and 2 counts of making false statements. Each count carries a potential 5-year prison sentence and fines. The 61-year-old Fortenberry was charged after sitting for 2 interviews with FBI agents who were investigating the donor, Gilbert Chiguri, a Nigerian billionaire of Lebanese descent. The judge set June 28th as the sentencing date. I'm Mike Rossian.
The U.S. Census Bureau confirms a pandemic exodus hit many of the nation's biggest cities. We hit more from the AP correspondent, Jennifer King.
New data released by the Census Bureau shows that massive metro areas had big population losses in the year ending July of 2021, led by New York, which lost almost 328,000 people. Metro areas around Los Angeles, the San Francisco Bay, Chicago, Boston, the District of Columbia, and Miami also lost tens of thousands of residents. The declines were mostly from people moving away. Sunbelt communities like Phoenix, Houston, and Dallas grew, and there was an uptick in so-called micro areas centered around cities with less than 50,000 people. Brookings Institution demographer William Frey says he believes the dispersion is temporary, a blip from low levels of immigration and people relocating during the pandemic. The nation added a record low of 400,000 people last year. In almost three-quarters of U.S. counties, deaths outpaced births.
That was Jennifer King reporting, and I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.